Next week, primary elections take place across the state of Wisconsin. They'll determine who's going to go on to the midterms in early November. All this week on Central Time and the Joy Cardin Show, we're bringing the primary contenders in a variety of races to you in a series of candidate forums. Yesterday, we talked with the candidates in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District in the Milwaukee area. Now we head north and meet the candidates in the 7th District. The seat is currently held by Sean Duffy, who's facing a primary challenge from a fellow Republican. There are two Democrats vying for the office as well. We extended an invitation to Representative Duffy to talk with us on the show. He was unable to join us. We turn now to his primary opponent, Don Rahala. He is a small business owner and a Republican candidate in that 7th Congressional District primary election. He joins us from our studio in Superior. Don Rahala, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, start with the basics. Why are you running for Congress?
I think every candidate pretty much has the same answer. They're just dissatisfied with what's going on in Washington. And with me in particular, it's with Sean Duffy. I don't believe he's conservative enough. I know the Democrat candidates will argue the other way, that he's, you know, not moderate enough or not Democrat enough. But I believe he's not conservative enough, and I think his voting record shows that.
Can you tell us a little more before we get into some issues about your background?
I'm 46. Do you want my whole details? I'm 46, never married, no kids, just living the single life. I run a real estate office. I do a lot of property management, and, I've been in sales, customer service. I was an accountant. I at my alma mater right now at UWS. I graduated in 1990 with a BA in accounting and finance.
And you ran for this office in 2010 as a Democrat. On your website, you say, I was a conservative then, I'm a conservative now. Can you flesh that out so people know, you know, you ran as a Democrat then, a Republican now, so people know what they're getting?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. In 2010, I did not run as a Democrat. I ran on the vehicle, the Democrat ticket. Sean Duffy came out early in 2009, and, you know, the guy had like 1.5 million before 2010. So I was set to go against Dave Obey, and he obviously got out of the race. But I'm not foolish enough to go up against 1.5 million. That's just not going to work. So I thought, what the heck? I'll just go with the same message, what I already prepared website wise and everything like that. All my messages, got all those ducks in orders, and just went as a Democrat just to see, or on the Democrat ticket just to see, you know, what it's like for experience.
Well, Sean Duffy is the incumbent now, still with mainstream party support. Why go as a Republican this time around?
Well, because that's where I am. I'm fiscally conservative, and I'd probably say on the social side, I don't necessarily care what people's social issues are, and I don't expect them to care what my social issues are. If a vote comes down to whether an issue is or not supported by the Constitution, then it doesn't get an upvote. You know, I would never instill my beliefs and my values on my constituents, and that's where I stand on that. So I'm fiscally conservative, and I think that's the way our country has to go, the route our country has to go to fix our fiscal mess.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing that part of the state, the 7th District?
I think right now, I think the biggest problem, I just read a Forbes article that there are over $2 trillion being held by our businesses, our major manufacturing, and, you know, they're afraid to expand. They're afraid to invest money, and that's why we're in such a jam right now. Our economic system has kind of come to a standstill. They don't know what's going on. We have President Barack Obama in office, and he seems to be dictating, you know, the way this country goes with or without Congress. So I think just the insurety of where our country head is, that's the primary reason why our economy is coming to a halt.
Well, part of the problem, people have said, is the gridlock in Congress, not necessarily one party or another, but divided control. Do you think if you are still in a divided Congress, say a Democratic Senate, a Republican House, that you could help reach across that gridlock and get something done?
Yeah, I do believe in that's what I do as a real estate broker. I bring two parties together for a satisfactory solution. That's what a broker does. That's what a congressman has to do. I think part of the problem here comes when you have bills that are going to the floor, thousands of pages long. Obviously, nobody's reading these. Nobody has time to understand it. And that's where you have the deadlock. You know, Republicans want to send their message through, Democrats want to send their message through, and you got these massive bills, and there's just no wiggle room at all. So I think you just have to start out small, have small issues, and solve it piecemeal at a time. So.
Well, related to the jobs and business investment issue you touched on there, a big issue facing your part of the state, of course, is the proposed iron mine up there. It's a state issue in many ways, but the federal government, the EPA, among other things, will have a lot to say in the issue. What is your take on the mining issue?
I'm for mine. We need those jobs up in northern Wisconsin. That's you know, that the numbers keep fluctuating, whatever it is. I mean, you know, give or take around 1,000 somewhere. We need those good paying jobs up here, as long as it's done right. I mean, of course, we have to respect our environment and do it correctly. So I don't know why there's such a big hang-up. There's thousands of mines in this country, and I don't know why this one is causing all the hang-up. It should be uniform. So this mine in particular doesn't have anything different than a mine, say, in Minnesota. I've been to the mines, the old mine pits in Minnesota. I've hiked up there, I've biked up there, I've fished up there. It's great. You know, these companies are leaving them in great shape when they're done. I mean, we're a global economy. We need to pull these resources out. And if it's northern Wisconsin, then it's going to be in northern Wisconsin. So it just has to be done smartly.
The local critics of the proposed mine and critics around the state say, well, there are unique water quality problems we're worried about. We are worried that it'll affect the tourism. It won't make it a good place to visit and hike, as you were just saying about the areas in northern Minnesota. You don't share that concern?
You know, I guess if it's in my own backyard, I'm sure you're way more concerned. If we were to go there right now and talk, I'm sure you'd have people with stronger opinions than mine. But like I said, we are a global economy. This isn't just a Republican stance. This is a Democrat stance. We're a global economy. We need these resources to keep all our economies going. It needs to be done smartly, and I don't see a difference. I don't understand. I'm on the border, so most of my news is about what I see through the media comes from Minnesota, and there's just really no difference. So it's just it's a mine in Wisconsin, basically. That's the only difference. So the same concerns are done in Minnesota, and it's done smartly. So,
turning away from some of the things specific to your district to some national issues, let's get into the federal budget a little more. You mentioned you're a fiscal conservative. What things would you like to see change to make a more fiscally conservative federal government?
We have to be consistent. That's the biggest thing here. We can't, and I'll pick on Sean Duffy because his voting record supports that. You can't vote for bills or hold back on, you know, vote balanced budget 1 year and then vote unbalanced budget next year. Of course, they've always been unbalanced budgets recently, but you have to be consistent. These are hard decisions coming down the pipe. You need somebody in there that's going to say, no, we can't save money on this project and then dump money on another project. So it's got to come down to hard decisions and complete consistency to get this job done.
And what would that mean for something like taxes?
I believe we're taxed enough. I mean, I'm not a Tea Party guy, taxed enough already, but I think everyone pays their fair share. I'd like to see the solution come more on the spending side, taking a LIFO accounting type approach. Last in is the first out. I mean, obviously, these problems have garnered steam through Bush and now into Obama, so we have to work our way back. What's least important to the American population is the first that needs to be cut first.
Well, one of the biggest issues in the last midterm election was the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare. As a congressman, what would you want to see happen to that? Tweaks, modifications, total repeal?
The whole bill itself does not stand in piecemeal form. So obviously now they're talking about getting rid of the subsidies because the subsidies are unconstitutional. Therefore, the whole system collapses. The whole bill collapses. It's $2.7 trillion now over 10 years. That's the cost. That's way too much. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm a repeal guy. Let's get rid of it. Secondly, it steps on everybody's First Amendment religious rights. And with abortion, with everybody paying for abortion, and I'm not for that, so that's got to go. And I think everybody wants their opinions, their stance on abortion protected. So,
And then one big issue Congress left on the table at the end of the session last week, immigration, the border crisis, lots of Central American youth detained there. What would you like to have seen come out of Congress and get signed by the president?
Obviously, we're like a sinking ship there. I mean, now you're talking about Ebola people, people with Ebola coming over the border. This is not just a Central American country with their immigrants coming to our country. This is, if you look at the documents coming out of there, there are literally people from all over the world coming through that border into our country. And now they're talking about people with Ebola that might be coming through that way. And that's just, you know, it's not a war, but it's got the consequences of a war. We have to have strong borders, and that's the first part. You can't have amnesty without a strong border. You obviously can't declare amnesty, because if you do first without having a secured border, you're going to get millions of people through, and someone's going to be paying for that, and that's going to be me and you.
Your final message to voters before I let you go.
I have a very simple message. It's just complete clarity. Know what your candidate stands for. I'm not necessarily saying vote for me. I'm saying make sure the candidate you are voting for is going to represent you and your values, because obviously our country is taking a different direction. I just want to make sure people have that choice. I put up 34 issues on my website, www.votefordon.com, and hopefully they take a look at me and consider me as a candidate.
Don Rahelas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Don Rahela. He's a small business owner. He's a Republican candidate challenging Sean Duffy in Wisconsin's 7th congressional primary election.